Governor Doyle says he wants to stop in its tracks any new bill that would ban or curb stem cell research. Doyle criticized lawmakers for introducing bills he says would stop groundbreaking medical research on diseases like Parkinson's.
The thought that we would anyway stop the research that might prevent that disease from others, to me, is just unacceptable. So as governor, I will veto any measure that comes to my desk that would restrict this research.
The governor says high-paying biotechnology jobs will flee Wisconsin if restrictions are approved. Stem cell pioneer researcher James Thompson of the University of Wisconsin says laws that would restrict stem cell research would send a message that scientists are not welcome here.
Indeed, the investment atmosphere created by such an anti-technology message would have economic implications for Wisconsin that go far beyond stem cell research.
Proponents argue those implications could mean jobs leave Wisconsin for other states or countries that don't have restrictions. Mike Scheuz is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobbying group. He says anti-stem cell politics and prosperity won't mix.
Wisconsin needs to cultivate the emerging biotech industry, and our state should not pass laws that restrict scientific research and make it harder to recruit scientists and new companies.
Meanwhile, a new group called the Wisconsin Coalition to Support Stem Cell Research has come together. The group includes representatives of businesses, venture capitalists, patient advocates, and universities. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.